This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi, my name's Martin Metcalf. I am from Swansea in South Wales, and the course I'm on is a plumbing NVQ Level 3 course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Martin Metcalf, who is doing his plumbing training course with ATL in our Southampton Centre. Hi Martin, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Martin, just before we start, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please, and the things you have been doing so far?
I worked in the city in London for several years and decided that I would like to move out of an office role and into a more kind of hands-on job, and now I'm looking to move into a career in construction.
And working in a completely different environment, Martin, what triggered you to go into the trades?
I suppose it was a solid qualification that I could take and I could use anywhere in the world if I wanted to. It qualifies me for a number of different visa options in Australia, the US, and Canada. And at the time, I was leaving my job in the city, and I kind of wanted to open my options up as much as possible.
How are you finding it, being in a completely different environment and now having to change your career? Is it challenging for you?
No, not really. I grew up in an environment down in Wales where I worked kind of in construction when I was growing up through sonar jobs and things like that. And my father actually owned an engineering company. I have quite a lot of hands-on practical experience. I find the course content reasonably easy. It's kind of moving through it that seems to be taking a bit of time.
You fancied changing career, you phoned about T4TS, and you came down to our Southampton Centre to do your practical training.
Yes.
How are you finding it?
The guys at ATL, the Southampton Centre, is really good. The training that we've had here is excellent, and the way it's laid out and set up is easy to follow, and it's set up so that you can pass the course and that you can progress through it very, very quickly and very easily.
That sounds fantastic, Martin. And what are the things you have been doing so far?
Up to now, we've built a rig with copper pipe, we've built a rig with steel pipe. We're currently halfway through assembling an airing cupboard setup, cold water and a hot water storage system.
And is there anything, Martin, you have particularly enjoyed?
Well, it's enjoyable being a hands-on environment and learning things and kind of perfecting skills that were there before, if you like. And
I'm sure there are people out there listening to this interview who might be willing to pursue a career in the trades, but they might not be so sure whether to do it. Is there anything particular you would like to tell those people?
It's a good idea. It's something that will provide you with a stable income, a good economy. It's more enjoyable job, certainly for me, than the one that I was in, because I feel like going into this, I'll be doing something that's actually constructive rather than kind of pushing things around and moving things. And I quite like the idea that my job essentially is to go and fix things and to mend things and to make things better. But what I would say is that they need to plan a long time in advance and assume that this is going to take them, at the rate that I seem to be able to do it right now, multiple years.
And do you have any tips for existing or prospective students on how to do better in their training?
I would basically tell them that they need to plan ahead of time and work out exactly how long the course is going to take them. And make sure that they get an agreement that states exactly when they're going to finish their course and how the weeks are going to map out and be planned.
And Martin, what is the big game for you? What is the plan after you finish your course and get qualified? Would you like to run your business perhaps, or be self-employed? What would you like to do?
I think eventually I'll run my own business. I'd quite like to work for someone and get a little more experience in the hands-on side before I do that. The eventual goal for sure would be to set up and build a company.
Well, whatever you do, Martin, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.